Jacob wrestles God from Genesis. Named because he held on to the heel of his brother, he was called Jacob. He held his brother's heel, and he is a heel for all the bad things he had done most of his life, or at least until he wrestled with God's angel. God promises to be Jacob's God, and Jacob put requirements on God. Then he struggles with a man all night long, wanting a blessing that seems not to come. It is God who Jacob claims is the man. What do we do in our struggle? Jacob has been wrestling his whole life constantly in struggle and leaving carnage in his wake. God then changed Jacob's name to Israel, which means you struggled with God. Jacob will carry God's blessing, and his prayer changes, and he sounds sincere, not so selfish or controlling like he had been. Seeing God helps make him reconcile with his brother. What is the story of Jacob teaching us? Jacob is always in conflict with someone. From the womb, he is wrestling with his brother, then he deceives his father and runs for his life. He becomes a victim of manipulation by his mother's family, and before he leaves that foreign country, he tricks the family and becomes wealthy by deception. The story ends with Jacob still wrestling and in fear. But that is not the end of this story. Jacob is renamed and claims to see the face of God and lives. His name is Israel, wrestles with God and men, and prays a new prayer which shows some maturity, and we hear the need for reconciliation. The brothers reunited, one coming in fear and the other coming in love. God changes people, including Jacob and his brother. Esau was looking for an opportunity to kill his brother and yet loves him and embraces him. Jacob fears for his life, and for the first time, he is honest and submits to his brother. This is a story about a God who made promises to Abraham and keeps them, even when the offspring are not worthy or faithful to Abraham's God. This is a story about God, God's faithfulness to God's promises. This is, again, all about how God will stand by his word even when we do not. God has told us through the prophets and through Jesus Christ that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength because he loved us first. God is faithful and keeps his covenants with all his creation. No matter what we have done or what we may continue to do, God will never leave us. It is always God who comes to us and calls us into mission. Jesus said, "You do not choose me, but I have chosen you." God came to us as a Savior to bring us life by taking our sin to the grave, conquering death and the devil, raising from the grave to show us the way to eternal life. It is Jesus Christ that is the open gate of God's righteousness, and the Holy Spirit is our advocate that teaches us all we need. God has loved the world so much that he gave us life, and that we can see salvation because of what God does for us. See the open gate of God's kingdom, Jesus Christ, and do what he has taught us to do. Love each other the way Jesus first loved us. Even when we wrestle with God, the love of God for creation never goes away. Come and see the open gate, Jesus Christ, and live. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, your servant Jacob wrestled with your angel and prevailed. In honor of his persistence, you gave him a new name. Teach us to persist in the face of struggle and call us by name. Show us the open gate in Jesus Christ. Amen.